Imagine your workplace as a garden. Some employees flourish, spreading their roots and blossoming with vibrant ideas. Others wither despite your best efforts. What makes the difference? In Growing Great Employees, Erica Anderson reveals that exceptional management, like skilled gardening, requires consistent attention, proper techniques, and patience. Just as plants need different care depending on their variety and growth stage, employees thrive when managers understand their unique needs and create conditions for their success. The gardening metaphor isn't just clever, it's transformative. When we shift from seeing management as controlling workers to nurturing talent, everything changes. Nothing grows in poor soil, and nothing develops in a workplace where people don't feel heard. Listening creates the foundation for all other management skills. Most of us believe we're good listeners, but our internal self-talk often sabotages conversations before they begin. True listening requires mastering four practices: paying complete attention, inviting further sharing through nods and brief acknowledgments, asking genuine curiosity-based questions, and restating what you've heard to confirm understanding. When practiced together, these skills create an environment where employees feel valued and problems get solved efficiently. Before planting, thoughtful gardeners consider what to grow and how plants will work together. Similarly, effective managers design workplaces by clarifying both what needs to be accomplished and how people should collaborate. This planning requires two key steps: identify your core competencies and create job descriptions focused on responsibilities, results, rather than tasks, efforts. When Jorge needed an HR director, he first established regional core competencies: teamwork, flexibility, innovation, decisiveness, and honesty. Then he created a job description with specific outcome expectations. Responsibility-focused employees understand what they're accountable for achieving, while task-focused employees simply complete assigned activities. Traditional interviews rarely reveal true performance potential. Scenario-based interviewing offers a better solution by presenting realistic situations candidates would face in the role. When Jorge interviewed candidates, scenario-based questions about handling rapid hiring needs revealed dramatically different approaches that traditional questions missed. For deeper insight, consider scenario-based simulations that demonstrate skills in action. Like gardeners selecting plants suited to specific conditions, effective hiring creates the equivalent of an accurate plant tag for candidates. New employees, like newly planted seeds, need special attention initially. Overwhelming them paralyzes, while providing too little leaves them struggling to navigate independently. Effective onboarding answers three fundamental questions: who do I need to know, how do things happen around here, and what's expected of me? Long-term employees often forget to share critical knowledge they've put on automatic. When explaining processes, cover both formal systems and unwritten cultural expectations. Use core competencies with practical examples of how values manifest daily. Be transparent about workplace norms and potential landmines, like not using competitors' products or knowing when certain colleagues shouldn't be approached. The best onboarding follows natural learning patterns. Notice signs of overload and check understanding frequently. Before a new employee's first day, create an accurate job description, arrange key introductions, select a buddy for daily questions, and prepare their workspace. Then clear your calendar to personally welcome them. Like a skilled gardener, provide just enough information for employees to thrive without drowning them in details. When plants struggle, inexperienced gardeners panic and over-intervene, while experienced ones calmly diagnose and provide appropriate support. Similarly, effective managers respond to employee challenges by gathering information, reflecting, and collaboratively addressing issues. This difference stems from underlying beliefs. Panicked managers often assume negative things about employees' capabilities or intentions, while effective managers possess the mindset of a coach, believing in people's potential and genuinely wanting to help them succeed. Without this fundamental belief, management becomes merely mechanical. Our mindsets aren't fixed. Changing beliefs involves recognizing dissonance between current beliefs and desired outcomes, gathering new information, testing it, and revising accordingly. One executive transformed his relationship with a new boss by questioning his assumption that the boss hated him and testing alternative explanations. To maintain a positive mindset, practice good mental hygiene by recalling evidence that contradicts negative beliefs. When negative thoughts resurface on weak evidence, remind yourself of contradictory indicators before jumping to conclusions. The coaching mindset isn't just positive thinking. It's a disciplined approach to managing your beliefs so you can truly support your employees' growth. Like gardens with diverse plants, teams include people with varying work styles requiring specific approaches. The social style model examines these differences through assertiveness, how forcefully opinions are expressed, and responsiveness, how openly emotions are displayed. These dimensions create four distinct styles. Drivers focus on efficient completion with clear expectations. Expressives excel at innovation and need exploratory freedom. Amiables prioritize teamwork and require defined structure. And analyticals focus on precision, requiring sufficient information and analysis time. The third dimension, versatility, measures willingness to adapt behaviors to accommodate others. Those with low versatility benefit most from learning to stretch their adaptability. Effective managers, like skilled gardeners, tailor their approach to each employee's unique style. Gardens require regular maintenance to thrive, staking plants that need support, pruning to direct growth, and allowing plants to spread. Similarly, employees need clear agreements, regular feedback, and opportunities to expand their responsibilities. Clear agreements function like stakes, providing support. The process begins with clarify, creating a shared mental picture of what needs to be done and why it matters. Next comes commit, ensuring both parties agree through employee summarization. Finally, support ensures agreements lead to results through ongoing feedback. Feedback is the management equivalent of pruning, something managers often resist despite its essential role in growth. Effective feedback is specific, timely, and includes impact. The camera check method helps managers focus on behaviors rather than judging character, reducing defensiveness. Delegation means transferring responsibility for an area of work, not just assigning tasks. The process involves defining both the work area and autonomy levels, discussing these with the employee, and providing support while gradually increasing autonomy. Focus on giving employees the big picture rather than step-by-step specifics, creating a confidence continuum with oversight adjusted to employee strengths. Mastering employee development fulfills our need to excel at meaningful work. True mastery comes from finding passion, recognizing potential, and believing our work provides value. The path requires confronting self-imposed limitations. When discomfort arises, mental strain, or feelings of inadequacy, we often create self-defeating narratives. Overcoming these requires questioning beliefs, gathering new information, and developing supportive self-talk. To achieve mastery, discover your optimal learning style through doing, hearing, seeing, reading, writing, or reflecting, and follow it regardless of others' opinions. The simplest yet hardest part is consistent practice until habits form. The most challenging but rewarding aspect is working on weaknesses. When you commit to mastering employee development, your team becomes more engaged and productive. Problems get solved efficiently and innovation flourishes. Like gardening, developing employees requires patience, skill, and consistent attention. The reward? A workplace where people reach their potential makes every effort worthwhile. Will you maintain the status quo or create conditions for extraordinary growth?